We will try to give a short introduction to the last two portions of what we are going to deal with. I'm still thinking about that life-changing encounter with Jesus of the Apostle Paul. And this morning the question was raised, did we have a life-changing encounter with the Lord Jesus? And there is people who wait all their life to a sort road to Damascus experience, but that is not for every one of us. The Lord is sovereign, and he works with each one in his own way. But it is of utmost importance that we have had a life-changing encounter with Christ, that we at a certain moment knew we were lost and ruined and on our way to hell, and that we have, that the Lord has opened our eyes for the all-sufficiency and that great work of the Lord Jesus accomplished at Calvary's cross, and how Paul needed such a life-changing encounter in order to persevere under the most difficult labors and trials and sufferings. What a beautiful example who is of a man with a single purpose, who did not give up, but who held on to the course set before him, who could really say, for me to live is Christ. I think he is the only one in the New Testament who could say, I am followers of me as I am of Christ. And I wonder how many people amongst us dare say it in these words. And as he is nearing the end of his earthly journey, he instructs his fellow laborer, Timothy. And we have to realize that Timothy did not have the scriptures as we have them today. But what a life Paul lived before Timothy too. It was a living example of Christ. What a wisdom he displayed. And it is often said that true wisdom is applying knowledge. And I truly hope that all the wisdom we gain here today will be applied in knowledge, that it may really motivate us to serve the Lord with purpose of heart. Under the most severe trial, he continued, and he really, near the end of his life, he could say, I pour my life out as a drink offering. And so, what an example he is in this too for us. And I have to think on this, but I think of this on Jude, verse 3, that we should earnestly contend for the faith once delivered unto the saints. We know that especially the doctrine entrusted to Paul is under severe attack, even today. And may the Lord help us all to hold on to what is written in the Word. The Lord Jesus is our perfect example, and our next example of a man of flesh and blood as we are is also a beautiful example for us. And may the Lord help us to really have a desire to display the Lord Jesus in our everyday walk.